This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's go around the NFL here, and we start with the big news of the day for your Texans, and unfortunately not good news. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the safety that you acquired this offseason, is hurt. He, in a practice and scrimmage today, as they're getting out of the final practice there in West Virginia before they go and play the Minnesota Vikings on Saturday, 3 p.m. You'll hear the pregame show start at noon. But neither here nor there, C.J. Gardner-Johnson seemingly injured his knee in tackling John Mechie. He had to be stretchered off the field and also needed some assistance getting into the building. MRI will be taken for him to surmise the extent of the injury. We'll hear from D'Amico a little bit later. I don't imagine that he has information more up to date than just the idea that he was injured. However, that is where it stands as of right now. And I don't want to speak for you, but my head is swimming on the possibilities when it comes to that safety position for this Texas team.
It is, and there will be reporting on this. We will share that as we get it. I'm imagining today, Reggie. I think the connections that a lot of people have, and as devastating and important as devastating an injury and important a piece he is, we're going to hear something. We will let you know as we move on, but. Yeah, we're going to continue to keep you updated and mention some of the things that are going on as we get them.
And you'll also hear from D'Amico Ryans at noon.
At noon,
that's right. Speaking to the media,
that's right. So yeah, we'll catch a little bit of that. But yeah, that is one of the big things that's happening. Some of the other things that were at least got me kind of excited before we got that news and at the early parts of practice. New old offensive line. And when they get into scrimmage type situations, obviously Cam Robinson not scrimmaging today, which not the best thing in the world, but not something terrifying by any means. Cam Robinson obviously still a vet, you want to get out there. But Arion Terrasary still playing on that left side. Of course, Lagan Tomlinson is solidified in that left guard role. You have Jake Andrews today at center, right guard. Juice Scruggs, as Titus Howard, is still playing out there at right tackle. Obviously not good, still not good news for Blake Fisher and what he, what his kind of battle is, but Juice Scruggs getting some first team reps again.
Yeah. I think, they always talk about competition. I think we're seeing like the reality of that in a number of places. We talked yesterday about Blake Fisher and heck, man, the guy was jogging out there with the ones during minicamp and early in camp, and now he's nowhere to be seen. The competition is sort of clearing the space there for Tay Ursary and others. Zach Thomas has gotten some run with the number ones that we've seen. And I think the other one where it's kind of playing out is Juice Scruggs. Juice Scruggs, I think you asked the question last week. What's he been doing? Where are you? And I'm paraphrasing, but, Where's he been? How come we're not hearing? Now he's with the ones. So I think there is competition, and it's legit competition. And people are starting to separate themselves. We'll see to what extent they're good as a unit.
It does feel like if you were, and we kind of did some of the math on this yesterday, if you were trying to find the nine guys that you probably keep or in that space, he does feel like he fits in that number, mm-hmm. Juice Scruggs, and it is good to see him kind of push forward. I don't think that's just like obviously an opportunity for him to start in a real circumstance if everything is if health is assured.
Yeah.
However, this does kind of give him the idea that he's in that mix, and I do think that this team likes him if for no other reason than he seems to be the only guy that you feel comfortable playing at both guards position
and in a pinch at center. In a pinch, he could play some center. I think last year or maybe it was in the offseason, D'Amico said he thought that was his best natural position. So. Yeah, it speaks a lot to the competition and other things that we're going to dig into a little bit more later, specifically with C.J. Stroud. But just so our listeners know, better protection today, maybe not better offensive passing game in terms of – I'm not saying there's a bunch of sacks and interceptions. There's been apparently a couple of sacks or near sacks, what would have been sacks. And some incompletions, a lot of incompletions, but we'll dig into the specifics of that later.
Yeah, you mentioned it. I want to highlight that, I know Seth himself tweeted it about the idea that, hey, the protection has actually been pretty good today. So that is, a tip of the cap to particularly like Ariante Ursary, Titus Howard, who are kind of playing, I guess, quote unquote, out of position to some degree.
Yeah.
And I guess that's a little bit of a shout out to Juice Scruggs as well, because the interior hasn't been incredible through camp. So for that note to happen when he gets to step back in,
yeah,
that's probably means something good for him. And then real quick before we go, one more thing on, at least before we move on to the greater NFL. No practice today for Christian Harris, Damian Pierce, nor Nick Chubb.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Chubb is not practicing for the second time in a row. Any of those kind of catch your attention in any real way?
Well, Christian Harris, obviously, and maybe it's as simple as because he looked like he was moving around pretty dang good yesterday.
But that was
a walkthrough.
Yeah.
But they still do some running and some cutting and all that stuff, but not out there. Damian Pierce needs to be out there. Nick Chubb doesn't bother me. He had a good day. What's today? Thursday? Tuesday? He had a good day Tuesday.
No, I'm in the same place. Today feels kind of like a Friday.
That was the day that he busted what could have been, at least according to Sean Pendergast, like a 25-30-yard run. So maybe they're just sort of resting him a little bit. Daria Gumawale running with some today at running back.
So we'll get more into that, especially at 12:40 when we talk to Sean Pendergast, maybe Seth Payne, live from West Virginia. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some other things around the NFL. We got football today, baby, like real life football. And we'll get some starters out there, including, and rather we'll start today, the first game, 6 p.m. on NFL Network. It'll be the Colts in Baltimore versus the Ravens. And it's Anthony Richardson who is the starting quarterback that does, we were assured by Shane Steichen that Daniel Jones will start the next preseason game for them. But let's see. What does the Anthony Richardson experiment look like right now, especially against the Ravens defense that continues to get better, I think.
I'm not exactly sure what the Ravens are going to play, but nevertheless, good defense. That's one that I'm definitely going to keep an eye on to some degree because of the Colts obviously being in the division. But two other interesting things that I want to be watching today, the Bengals.
Yeah.
The Bengals, they'll be playing the Seahawks. Want to see what that offense looks like.
Eagles. They're playing the Eagles, rather.
Eagles, yeah.
And what's interesting about the Bengals is that they've also been guaranteed that the starters will go a few series as mm-hmm. well. I don't know how much I need to see from the offense starter. I just kind of want to see what that defense begins to look like. That's a Bengals team that really needed the defense to be significantly better. But you can be guaranteed at least a few drives of what, often is some high-flying, very good offense. And the final game is actually a late game, so we're going to have football well into the night, if you so choose, on NFL Network, 9 p.m. Raiders-Seahawks, which, honestly, this is the most exciting game for me personally when it comes to trying to answer some questions on, I think that there's a lot of questions that exist on mm-hmm. what does Geno look like in this offense? What does the Chip Kelly offense maybe look like? And, of course, understanding that preseason is not going to divulge a ton of what any team is doing, but there's a lot of moving and shaking with that Raiders team. I kind of want to see where that settles. And that Seattle team. That Seattle team, with Mike McDonald, they did a little bit of a kind of stripping down what that team was prior. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to see where they are. And maybe more importantly, time to see Sam Darnold, right, behind that line, which I'm not sure is very good. Like, I want to see what it's starting to look like with him after what felt like fairy godmother here with the Vikings. Like, I want to see, is it a pumpkin yet?
Yeah. Is it a pumpkin? Yeah. No, and we'll keep an eye on that all year long. But, you're right. Raiders, Seahawks will be interesting. But I kind of want to see what the Colts have for sure.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's clearly going to be one of the main ones as they are in division. Some other things around the NFL. This kind of came down, was it yesterday or even the day before, from the NFL to their teams. That smelling salts, and any ammonia type of things that are mm-hmm. used to kind of help get guys going and really get them alert, that would no longer be allowed to be distributed by NFL teams to the players. They gave clarification earlier today, or was it late yesterday, rather, that, players could bring their own smelling salts, and so to say, but no, that this was a ban for the teams mm-hmm. to provide them and have them available if players wanted to use them themselves. They could.
This is weird to me.
Is it?
I kind of call BS on how they played this thing out, because it was yesterday morning. George Kittle got the memo or email or whatever it was and went on the set. I think it was the.
It was actually 2 days ago, but NFL Network has had people all over these training camps
and said, "Man, I'm thinking about retiring."
This is actually, you got the George Kittle audio here. He'll grab it for us, but George Kittle made it very clear that it matters to him. There's a number of players that have kind of talked about
Levante David had a relationship with smelling salts.
Yes, he did. Figgy, what you got for me here?
I got Levante David.
All right, this is Levante David with the clarification mm-hmm. of the smelling salts ban. From the team's perspective.
As a competitive person, right, you need something to get you going. Some people like coffee, some people like energy drinks, some people like whatever it may be. But for me, those things don't get me going right away. But smelling salts, they wake you up and get you going right away. And ever since 2012, my very rookie year, I had to take a smelling salt before each drive. To this day, 13 years, I had to take a smell of salt each drive.
Every drive, before every drive. And, Baker Mayfield was talking a little bit about it, said, it's going to affect him greatly. But here's, before we hear from George Kittle, I want to just say, so this came down, it became a huge thing in the circle and around the NFL. And then all of a sudden, the NFLPA says there's been a clarification. Oh, no. The teams can't provide them. So, in other words, players can bring their own ammonia. They bring their own smelling salt. That doesn't sound like anything the NFL.
That don't even sound safe.
It doesn't sound safe. It doesn't. Who knows? Who's going to monitor it? In a world in which the NFL monitors every tiny little thing, they're saying, the teams can no longer do it after there was a big backlash, uproar, whatever you want to call it. So now players are going to be in their backpacks. They're going to have packs of smelling salts?
It seemed like it would be more safe if the team provided that.
I think they just said, that might have been a bad call. Let's just go ahead and let them bring them. It doesn't jibe with anything the NFL does.
Well, I think the tough thing about it is it seems like it would have to be something that's collectively bargained for them to get rid of it in mm-hmm. full. Mm-hmm. I do think, though, because I kind of follow the Concussion Foundation mm-hmm. and their kind of efforts. And they made a...
Yeah, the FDA did too.
Yeah, they, well, okay, I had not really considered how much the FDA factors in here, but I know the Concussion Foundation was really highlighting the idea of, hey, you, we're dealing with concussions and everything and alertness and trying to diagnose these. And when you see a player take a type of hit and then utilize these types of smelling salts to make themselves more aware, it's going to make it more difficult to diagnose. And at the very least, in the most skeptical place, it's not a good look when you're talking about
the health of these
players.
And I think that's why they did this.
Right.
Yeah.
But then I don't know. I think the other side of it is the collective bargaining nature. It's not going to be easy to immediately remove it without going through a long process of making sure that
that's why I'm calling BS. That's why I'm calling BS on this. Because the other thing, you talk about the concussions, and you're not wrong. But if you're the NFL, you know, concussion expert, there's one at each, or doctor, whatever, at each game, how are you going to determine who has a concussion and who doesn't when they're all taking smelling salts before each drive?
And I think that's I think this is the idea, is as much as the NFL could maybe step in and have some level of impact in lessening the availability of it, I think that's what they were attempting to do. Hey, these teams have the money, they have the, you know, obviously the distribution ability to have smelling salts readily available. If we take that away, we're not going to be able to, especially with the nature of a collectively bargained sport, say that they cannot do this outrightly. No. However, we can make it more difficult so that hopefully you discourage the use and maybe take that away. The problem is, though,
players are going to have all this stuff.
Well, maybe, but then on the other side,
no, maybe
there's there's going to be some that do it, and I imagine there might be some that say that it's, you know, it's more work than it's worth. But I think ultimately the problem is we are again highlighting just how much of this sport is, how much is necessary in the sport, and how many, you know, different tips and tricks players use to get over the bumps, bruises, and real genuine injuries that are necessary to play this, you know, let's be honest, very dangerous sport.
Yeah, but I don't think so. I think they're all going to be packing. They're all going to be and I don't blame them. You know, like I said, they use it, a lot of players, like David, before every drive, a lot of players several times in the day. They talk to, you know, about, like, this is what gets me going and ready. And George Kittle was even kidding, you know, about, like, well, let's hear from George Kittle.
George, hello, friend. How are you?
I honestly just came up here to air a grievance.
Oh.
Our team had a memo today that smelling salts and ammonia packets were made illegal in the NFL.
Wow.
And I've been distraught all day.
Okay. Illegal?
He even said he's not practicing anymore.
I considered retirement.
Yeah. So they got to go ahead and bring that back for George Kittle.
We got to figure out
Goodell.
Middle ground here, guys. Somebody help me out. Somebody come up with a good idea.
Send
an
email.
On you.
Airing of grievances.
Yeah, that's all I had to get out there. I'll get that off
my chest. Is it every, before every drive is a
I'm an every drive. I'm an
every
drive guy.
I'm
an every drive guy.
In between every play, pulls out the sock.
Way too much.
Yeah. Well, it feels like the energy's still out here, though.
I mean, definitely, but I miss those already.
Well, they haven't been outlawed at practice.
No, we don't have them out practice.
Okay, all right, just checking.
That's all right. That was my only grievance, but besides that, you guys look fabulous.
Fred,
it's all yours.
Thank you.
George?
That was him crashing Fred Warner's interview just to say. So clearly, like, there's a number of players. You mentioned Levante David. That use this a lot. I do wonder, though, if you do see a decrease, does this change, like, actually the efficacy, like the ability of players on the field? Like, how
mentally
much
it does.
How far could this go in maybe possibly lessening the quality of the game in an effort?
I don't
to
know
maybe
how much we'll notice.
Right, that's the thing that I'm ultimately trying to get to.
But I think mentally they're going to be like, I got to have it, and they're going to have it. I mean, come on.
I kind of want to try it.
Oh, I've done it.
I want to try and see how it is.
Bring them in.
I've had it for the group. I've had it twice. I've had two concussions, and it'll light you up, man. It clears the passageways. There's no doubt about
it. I want to try it.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think I've actually done smelling salts. I don't think I've needed them. And again, knock on wood.
You just go like a little, and it's over. It's like, whoa.
So is it good to use that before you go to the gym and work out and all that stuff?
I mean, it depends on, like, a professional athlete, football player, I get it. But it'll just kind of make you feel like,
bring
them
in, Fig.
Oh, wow.
Bring them in, Fig.
All right, I'm going to
let's damage our brain cells for science. All right, let's do that. Real quick before we go, you know what time it is, Lopez. What time is it?
Yeah, what time is it?
The top 100 continues to unfurl. Very, very slowly.
Is this a good one, or am I going to go ho-hum?
I don't know. I'll let you decide. Number 44 in the top 100 that was voted on again by the NFL players. Remember, 46 was Will Anderson Jr. He was the second Texan that showed up on this list. Joe Mixon earlier on, I mentioned 45 was Trent Williams. There's a number of players that have dropped into these 40s. 44, wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Mike Evans, and former Texas A&M Aggie as well. He's dropped a number of spots from years prior. And then number 43, defensive tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Carter.
Okay.
His first time being ranked in the top 100.
I think he might be the best in the league, man.
Jalen?
Yeah. I like him,
man,
a lot.
If it wasn't, defensive tackle, man, we got a lot of really good defensive tackles.
That's why I said that.
I think you're doing a lot there.
Hey, I am not doing a lot.
If it wasn't for that
opinion, Reggie.
Hey, if it wasn't for that incident, he probably would have been drafted top five.
Yeah, I get Dexter Lawrence. I get Chris. I mean, all due respect.
I don't think you do. What?
No, they're awesome. They're awesome. For my money, I love that guy.
Do you think that's too high?
No, I don't. Okay. But just what Lopez was saying, that he might be the absolute best defensive tackle. I think especially with the modern NFL, where defensive tackles are not just like big garbage cans full of dirt of like eating up blocks and, you know, stopping the run, but also getting upfield and actually adding to the pressure of things as well.
Something to be said for just like, we can't run against this.
So Reggie,
no, he's been good. Don't get me wrong.
We can't run against
this. So you think Lopez is crazy for saying might?
All right, fine. Now we're going to get into semantics.
No, I'm just kind of curious.
I just think that there's other D tackles that I would very easily say are better.
Okay.
Without
you would have thought he said he's the best in the league.
I mean, that's basically how I heard it.
Like, that's how you heard it.
Lopez was basically trying to say that, but soft pedal it. And I respect it because that's how I do it anyways. There you go. That's around the NFL here in Loop right here on Sports Radio 6. There are some people that are evangelizing for the smell of salts right now on the text line. Yeah. From the 832, for a moment, Fig, it's awesome. Clarity, very alert.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. And I guess now you have to bring him in. Every segment, just like Kittle before every drive. Just how bad would that be for our health? Because that feels like that'd be abundantly terrible.
I don't think it'd be that bad.
Okay. All right.
Every segment?
Well, I'm not going to do George Kittle or Levante David or whatever, but yeah.
Okay. File it to the list of things that we say we're going to do that we never actually complete. All right. Coming up next, actually, let's talk about C.J. Stroud, because today in the scrimmage, it seems like from what we've been able to see, all right, but maybe not the same C.J. Stroud that we can, you know, typically expect. Do you need to see C.J. Stroud play in this preseason game one on Saturday? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss it next on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.